Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
That future date, of course, being the 5th of May. Let's turn to matters slightly more serious now. Some concern by members of the SAPS on the rise of killings of their community. Joining me on the line is the national spokesperson for the South African Police Union, Lesiba Tobakgale. Lesiba, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning to yourself, Africa, and to the listeners back at home.
What do you attribute the rise in the killings of SAPS members to?
The rise in the killing of SAPS members, it is clear that they are being targeted. That is something that we do not have a doubt about. And that is clearly informed by the fact that a majority of them, they get killed even when they are off duty. You can remember the incident that took place during Christmas Day, where a police officer of Naledi Police Station here in Soweto, in Gauteng, whilst he was off duty, he was targeted. He was shot at while seated in his car, and his body was dumped in a river. And coming to another incident that also occurred, even here in Gauteng as well, during December, where a police officer, he lives in an estate where he was targeted as well. He was shot. Only he was shot. The wife and the kids were spared. And we have seen in KwaZulu-Natal last week, another police officer and his family were shot and killed. So we do not have a doubt that police officers are being targeted, clearly informed by the fact of the nature of the job that they do. And some criminals, they know that if it's a police officer, then we will be able to get firearm from him. We will be able to get ammunition out of that firearm so they can utilize those firearms to go and target community members in terrorizing them even further. So it is really concerning to us that police officers are our protectors. If they are being targeted and killed like this, notwithstanding even those who get killed whilst they are on duty, we've seen at Lingeletu West there in the Western Cape, where even on Christmas Day, another police officer was stabbed and even shot, which clearly means that he was fighting for his life. He was fighting with the assailants because they stabbed him and even shot him whilst he was on duty in a police bucky. Can you imagine such incidents like that? So it is really concerning to us as a union, and our call for police killings to be declared treason, it remains to be our top agenda up until it is realized, because those who are found guilty of this act, they should face harsher sentences, so it could send a strong message to them that they should not even at all think of killing police officers. Africa, it is concerning when you compare the FBI. They released a report, I think it was somewhere in November last year, whereby the numbers that they compared of the killing of police officers within a period of a year last year, to us, they were coming closer to those that we get quarterly. It's concerning. It's concerning. It's like we're in a war zone, and it is not business as usual.
The targeting, though, of police officers, is it in the main because people want to disown them, I suppose, of their firearms and ammunition, and as you suggest, go about then causing more crime in that community? Or are the individuals targeted perhaps involved in, I don't know, high-profile investigations or something like that, that those who are being investigated might perhaps want them eliminated so that the case does not proceed?
The reality is, if you are a police officer, you do your job, you will be targeted. It's not everyone who's going to like you, more especially when we look at the criminal elements, those who are really responsible to terrorize our communities. And the nature of the job itself, that is what it is making police officers to be targeted in this regard, clearly because of what they did, being it investigations, be it arrest of certain culprits in this regard. So that on its own, for us, it is in the main, except where people are just coming to take firearms. But the main thing, that when we look at the modus operandi that is being utilized, for one to go into an estate of a detective where he lives in a secured estate, they made efforts to go in there and really go there and they held the wife at gunpoint, asking where the firearm was. When she looked, she found that the husband was in a bloodshed. You saw that on its own. It is really showing that the modus operandi, it is targeting, because if it was not specifically the issue of targeting, they would have killed everyone in that estate, in that family, when they made effort to go in there. So when we look at the modus operandi, it is clear that they are being targeted because they are police officers. They are involved in investigations. They are involved in arrests, because you make enemies to those who really do not have any respect to the law.
You're calling for any, I suppose, murder of a police officer to be treated as treason, which, as you quite rightly alluded to, it does bring with it a higher punitive measure, like a longer period in jail, for example, and so forth and so forth. But it also requires a higher sort of expectation or burden of proof from the state. The state will need to prove beyond a shadow of doubt a higher burden as far as treason is concerned. Will that really be the solution, or should we find slightly more lower hanging fruit opportunities in helping to address the issue of killings of police going on the rise?
Before we took this position as SAPU to say that police killing should be declared treason, we have really looked deeper, Africa, into the impact thereof. That is why when we pronounced that the president should declare it treason, we know, because treason, remember, it is crime against the state. And any crime that is against the state, then it really deserves to be, it is quite a serious crime. And whatever sentencing that comes, if one is found guilty, it is really, really harsh compared to where the normal Criminal Procedure Act, is concerned. So that is why we have taken that stance as an organization, that treason for police officers, they represent the state. They are not there at their own capacity. It is not Lesiba Tobakgale just waking up and is just deciding that, no, let me go and serve and protect. But that serving and protecting, it is what it is enshrined in the Constitution of the Republic, that the state has this responsibility to ensure that the inhabitants of the Republic and their property are safe through the South African Police Services. So those members, they are the representatives of the state. Thus, the state has to take that stance in order to protect those who are representing the state. So we know that there is not any law laying fruit, Africa, that would say that we should go for. Because here we continue to see every quarter, we know even this other quarter that is coming, when the minister is going to release those crime stats, we will see the high level of murder in this country plunging, as well as we have seen in the previous quarter, inclusive of police officers, because we had around 22 of them being murdered in the previous quarter. And that is way too much. It has to stop, and the state has to come in, and the issue of treason has to be declared. The lawmakers have to look at the law in relation to the treason charges, so that those who are facing those such charges, they could really face harsher sentences. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, except declaring it treason, we have our campaign, Africa, that we call Protect Our Protectors. We have embarked on it years back, when we have seen that police officers are being murdered in this fashion, whereby we are calling on our communities to say, without our protectors, we will be not protected, we will not be safe. So those who are responsible for killing police officers, they live in our communities. They don't live in the spaceships. They don't live in any other planets. So we are saying, calling on the members of the communities, pleading with them that they should expose those who are killing our police officers. Community members, they should really take a stance against police killings so that they remain protected. And it's an ongoing campaign that we have since embarked on as SAPU, and we will continue with it up until we see zero police officer being murdered in this country.
All right, Lesiba, thank you very much indeed. Lesiba Tobakgale is the national spokesperson for the South African Police Union. Do you agree with the call of the union that those who are found found guilty of murdering police officers that they face the higher charges of treason. Give me a call on 021 446 0567 or 011 883 0702.